Kazakhstan's restrictive religion law is in a holding pattern. An internet cafe is more than just a place to surf the web, and a unique missions group is training churches to develop a mission strategy. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The rights of Christians are being curtailed around the former Soviet Union. Yesterday, we told you about Kyrgyzstan. Today, we have some good news about a similar bill in Kazakhstan. Joel Griffith with Slavic Gospel Association says the president of Kazakhstan, Nursultan Nazarbayev, didn't sign the bill.
Instead of signing it or vetoing it, he basically referred it to the country's constitutional court for review. So that law hasn't gone into effect yet.
Griffith says this may be a political move.
Kazakhstan is supposed to assume the chairmanship of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe in 2010. And, of course, any member of that organization is supposed to adhere to basic human rights standards. And they see that that might be possibly why he referred this to the Constitutional Council.
The bill would put severe restrictions on witnessing. It also makes it illegal to teach children in vacation Bible school or summer camp without both parents' written permission. Griffith says,
we're still hoping that law would eventually not be signed, but rather would be overturned. So we're still praying about that.
Next, an unrecognized Azerbaijani breakaway republic is flying under the radar of religious rights watchdogs. Nagorno-Karabakh just passed a draft religion law and the president signed it. It goes into effect this month. It includes a ban on unregistered religious activity. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says it's bad news for believers.
It virtually gives an undefined monopoly to the Armenian Apostolic Church over preaching and spreading its faith. It restricts other faiths, such as evangelicals, to simply rallying their own faithful. In other words, evangelicals can have church services, but they are not going to be able to do evangelistic work.
The law would also censor religious literature, but the penalties for breaking the law aren't spelled out very well. An open door for interpretation is always trouble.
Pray for clarity with the law, that the government will actually do something to really clarify what does it mean to disobey the law.
Pray for boldness for the believers. You're listening to Mission Network News. If you want to send an email but you don't have access, what do? Well, you go to an internet cafe. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says their Zambia team opened one because of the need and opportunity. In the month it's been running,
it's become down here a social place where people come, but the main place where people can use the internet, and more of the university students are using the internet for their studies.
The cafe was a smart way to ministry.
We look at it also as an evangelistic outreach and discipleship, having people come in where we have classes next to the cafe and be able to invite them to take part in some of the other sessions that we have there for them.
As the ministry takes root, pray
that people will sense the love of Christ from those who are working there, and at the same time will respond to the testimonies of these workers as well as the gospel that's given out to them.
Meanwhile, International Bible Society Send the Light hosted a Bible Across America tour this week. The project commemorates the 30th anniversary of the New International Version of the Bible. Participants are handwriting a verse of a new Bible. The project will reach 90 cities and 44 states during the five-month tour. More than 31,000 Americans will have a hand in publishing the America's NIV, the first NIV Bible ever written, one verse, one person at a time. Go to our website for details. And 25 years ago, a small group of United Methodists had an idea to offer Christ to the world's under-evangelized and unreached peoples. They created a non-denominational missionary sending agency that went against the norm and put the future of the mission in the supporting hands of individuals and local churches. Today, the Mission Society has 225 missionaries serving 32 nations around the world. Pray that God will continue to use their hands and feet in His service. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association, now in its 75th year, is making available the free book, Peter Dynamite, the Peter Daneka Senior Story, missionary to the Russian world and founder of the ministry. It may inspire you to be more active in outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.